Hey guys, welcome to episode 119 of A Wrestling Gal Podcast, providing you with a female perspective on all things wrestling. Join me, your host and wrestling enthusiast, Ella J, as today I am joined by Satan's Chosen One, Anastasia Morningstar. Now let's chat. Hello, everybody. Today I am joined by Satan's Chosen One, Anastasia Morningstar. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Today I sacrificed somebody, so my skin is glowing because I've drenched myself in their blood.
Is that a new skincare hack then that you just taught us?
Yes. If you want to stay younger longer, you need to bathe in blood.
So firstly, how are you feeling as we delve into this new year of 2021?
I feel great. I'm not one to be like you humans like to do, new year, new me. Mm-hmm. New year, same demon.
Same demon. So for those who aren't aware, can you please tell us how you earned the nickname Satan's Chosen One?
So my mother died back during the Wiccan times, and I didn't have anyone to nurture me. And then Morningstar himself decided to guide me, put me under his wing. And that's why I'm Satan's Chosen One. He chose to guide me and show me what I need on this human planet. And that's how I became Satan's Chosen One.
Now, what do you need on this human planet exactly?
Cause destruction and chaos.
Cause destruction and chaos.
Apparently, mm-hmm. How you guys do it, if I do it to random people, it's considered illegal, or whatever the case is, uh-huh. You guys call it. But in wrestling, I can hurt men, women, or what else in between. You guys like it.
We do. You've been doing a fantastic job at causing pain and destruction. So keep up with that. You're doing a great job, I must say.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I know collecting souls is an important part of who you are. So do you have a favorite soul that you have collected in the ring?
Karen Bam Bam.
Okay.
We've had many battles. But my favorite one is the hardcore match. And that's where I gathered her soul. She may not admit it, but I did get a piece of her soul.
You did. Now, I always see you say hashtag fear the dark. So why should people fear the dark?
Well, quite on the contrary. I want people to embrace it. It's not as bad as... However, if you choose not to, then you must fear it. And if you don't, I'm the wake-up call to fear the dark.
Uh-huh. Now, who right now in wrestling deserves to have a wake-up call or have hell raised on them? Who deserves that?
Every woman on the indies needs a wake-up call. I will fight anybody. Everyone deserves a wake-up call from me. Those who claim they don't fear me, or they don't fear Satan, they need a wake-up call.
Now, along those same lines, is there one place or promotion you think needs a little bit of hell raised in it a bit?
Well, I say everyone. Every single promotion. I would love to go to Japan and give those girls a wake-up call.
Huh.
They seem hard-hitting enough that they can absorb my blows. But if I go to Japan, those promotions out there, I think they put up a good fight. Though the darkness will overtake them, of course.
Oh, of course. They're not ready for you, I don't think.
Oh, they're not ready for me or Mr. Crow.
Oh, speaking of Mr. Crow, how did you and Mr. Crow get acquainted?
Way back when, I met him at Bronx Wrestling Federation. It was during this match, I had to put down one of these wrestlers. And there he was. He offered his services, and I gladly take it because the devil didn't raise someone stupid now. So from then on out, we became one of the best tag teams in the world.
I definitely have to agree. Who do you think has been your favorite opponent so far to kind of unleash Mr. Crow on?
Oh, so many. So once again, Karen Bam Bam. That was one of my most fun matches to have with Mr. Crow. He enjoyed it. Had a lot of fun.
I bet you did. Now, is there a certain match stipulation that you would like to tackle that you haven't yet?
I have done a hardcore match, but I would love to do a death match.
Oh, a death match. A death match would be super fun. It would be. It would be super fun. You could truly unleash yourself, I believe. Unleash all your built-up fury and do anything crazy, I think. That'd be really, really fun.
Yes, and I can get blood without people calling me a kidnapper.
That is true as well. It's perfectly legal in that scenario.
It's very legal.
Now, you are a very strong powerhouse in the ring, but would you say you have any kryptonites or weaknesses at all?
With Satan's guidance, he makes me stronger than ever. There may be some times where opponents get lucky, but I have no kryptonite.
Fair enough. Now, a matchup I know you would like to see yourself against is against the amazing Sue Young. So how do you think you would fare against the crazy psychopath that Sue Young is?
I think I could hold my own. Though she's crazy, as you say. She's not on my level. I have the power of Satan fueling me. That power is unprecedented. So no matter who you put in front of me, they're going to be buried.
Now, switching gears here, I know you are a huge fan of the UFC and hockey as well. So realistically, how do you think that Satan's Chosen One would fare competing in UFC or hockey?
Both are sports where you get paid to beat people. Though hockey is a little bit more on the vanilla side. Not quite my take on things, but the UFC, to get to feel fist against someone's face. Oh, me and Mr. Crow would love that.
I'm sure you would. Do you think that you would use Mr. Crow in place of your hockey stick, or how would you incorporate Mr. Crow into hockey?
I would make Mr. Crow my hockey stick, yes. Okay. So that when I whack players, they feel Mr. Crow. Like I said, we're the best tag team. So wrestling, hockey, do it all.
Wrestling, hockey, UFC, she does it all with Mr. Crow by her side. Definitely one to fear. Now, lastly, what are some of your goals for 2021?
Mr. Crow and I want to travel more. Since 2020, we couldn't travel because of this pandemic. This year, we want to travel and spread more carnage than ever before. California, all throughout the United States. I want to travel. Right now, I'm taking a break. Been taking a break since September to gather more souls. But in the near future, me and Mr. Crow are going to spread carnage across the United States.
So take that as your notice to anybody listening. This is your warning from Satan's Chosen One yourself to prepare for the carnage. So take cover because they are coming, right?
Yes, man, woman, child even. I don't care. I will cause chaos.
Always. Now, before I let you go, can you please tell the listeners where they can find you and Mr. Crow on your social media?
All handles are Anastasia Morningstar. It's up Twitter, it's Anna Morningstar. My YouTube, you can check out videos of me beating everyone up. All social media is Anastasia Morningstar.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. It's been a very interesting conversation, and I look forward to your return coming up sometime, hopefully soon, to see all the carnage that you bring on.
Thank you. You seem to be a human I tend to like. I mean, you're drawing on me.
We love a little carnage in this house. Nothing wrong with that. So I support it all the way.
You do. You like carnage. Oh, I like you even more now.
Well, thank you so much again for joining me today.
Thank you for having us. And remember, guys, to fear the dark.
Fear the dark.